My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about how to build a brand when you are not an expert.
So a lot of people are asking us, hey, how do I build a brand? I'm just getting into this field. I'm learning a lot. And they're just like, you know what? Shall I fake it until I make it? What do I do? And you have two real options. The first option is you can just wait. And then once you get really good at it and you think you're qualified as a quote unquote expert, guru, whatever you want to call it, then by all means, blog about it, create video content, podcasting, etc. The other option, and this is the one I would recommend, is you don't have to be an expert to build a brand. You can share your journey. You can share the mistakes you're learning. You can share the pros, the cons. And eventually, not only will you learn what to do, what not to do, your followers or the following that you're slowly attracting will also learn what to do and what not to do. But eventually, as you gain more and more experience over the months, over the years, you'll be then seen as an expert. You don't have to be an expert. You don't want to call yourself an expert. Just share what's working for you in that industry and what's not. Be super open. Be like an open book. Be transparent.
Cool. So I was actually just going to say something similar around document your journey in the beginning when you maybe feel like you're an imposter and you don't feel like you have enough to teach, you don't feel like you're good enough. I think that happens to a lot of people when they're starting out. And I think that stops them from starting. It's also painful when people don't see results for the first 2 to 3 years or so. And what I would say is a good example of this is Gary Vaynerchuk. He doesn't particularly teach as much as he just pre-COVID, he just had a camera guy following him around, D-Rock, and he was just documenting every part of the journey. And then his team would chop things up. And that would be the source of his content. And then he would realize that, you know, he was just saying this, like, I don't have to think about all the content I need to produce because I'm just living my life. I'm being me. And he's being very authentic to himself. So in the very beginning, is there any way you can document, especially if you become really, really successful and people can see you from the very beginning, they're going to like you even more. It doesn't matter how crappy your video is, your equipment is, how bad you sound in the beginning, but people are going to appreciate the raw, authentic you. And then they're going to see your journey and they're going to continue to follow you because they're interested in seeing your story. People, Dave Chappelle said, you know, people don't follow comedians because they're funny. They follow comedians because they're interesting. And so how can you be interesting? Well, you document your journey, you get stronger and stronger, you don't give up. And I feel at that point, success is given. So,
yeah. And what you'll find is throughout your journey, you'll come through a lot of things that can help you become an expert without you realizing it. So as you get a bigger audience, you may be asked to be interviewed on other podcasts. People may want to interview you. You may end up doing speeches at conferences. All these things will help brand yourself and make you be seen as an expert, but it doesn't happen overnight. And when I look at companies like GrooveHQ, a lot of people don't know them, but they documented their journey and eventually they became super successful. You know, Gary Vaynerchuk was on doing Wine Library TV back in the day for so many years, spitting out wine. He wasn't like, I know wine better than anyone else. He was doing a show and tell and just telling people what they feel about, you know, wine and how it tastes. Like, I remember he was on Conan one time and he's like, yeah, this is how it tastes. Like a sock with dirt in it. Try chewing it, Conan. And it was stuff like that. It wasn't Gary just trying to be an expert. He was more so just saying, this is how it is. This is how I get to know wine. This is how I relate to it. And over time, people are like, oh shit, you're an expert. You know this really well. But it wasn't because he's saying he's an expert. He's just documenting his process of tasting wine. And at the same time, other people start interviewing, ask him to speak at a conference, getting to know him. And that's what really helped blow him up over the years as well.
Yeah, I mean, if you even look at Logan Paul, you look at PewDiePie, you look at Casey Neistat, a lot of them, they are just kind of, even Graham Stephan too. He's just, actually Graham Stephan, he has a Graham Stephan show where he reacts to things. Actually, he teaches. But the other three people I talked about before, again, Casey Neistat, Logan Paul, these types of people, they're just living their lives. It's not like they're trying to go out of their way to come up with topic ideas in a lot of cases. In some cases, they are. But just think about that. I wouldn't sweat it too much. And I think success is, again, inevitable if you keep doing it. And before we go, by the way, marketingschool.io/live, that's LIVE. If you want to learn more about our virtual events, which happen monthly, great speakers, great networking, and you can fill out an application. It looks good. We will reach out to you. And that's it for today. We will see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.